Good morning, Your Honors. Attorney Christopher Ertl appearing on behalf of Sherry Wall, the plaintiff appellant in this matter. Ms. Wall asserted a 14th Amendment due process claim in the district court. The Wisconsin statutes require a mandatory release of a dog seized for being abandoned or astray upon proof of three conditions. First, proof of licensure, proof of
ownership. Is this a very valuable dog?
I would submit that every dog, this was a family pet, Judge Posner. I guess I don't want to cause too much humor to equate it to a child, but it is
so how long
sentimental
was the
animal.
Dog? She has it back now, right?
That is correct.
So how long was the dog's detention?
Approximately 60 days.
And for that, she wants a federal judgment? So it's loss of consortium of a dog for 60 days. Is that the claim?
I would say Ms. Wall certainly lost her dog. Ms. Wall has a small child who, of course, lost this dog. This was a Doberman, which is a...
That's scary.
Not necessarily scary. It's certainly a friendly dog, but nonetheless, it was
a watchdog. Too friendly, it would seem.
Perhaps.
It's a watchdog. Is that it?
Every dog.
But no burglary during the 60 days.
No, there was not.
You know, Mr. Ertl, clearly the state had, the state generally had procedures in place for the return of the dog. Was Ms. Wall making an equal protection claim for a class of one? Was she really claiming that the city was treating her differently than it treated every other dog owner because someone at City Hall did not like her?
There may very well... Excuse me?
And my last part of that, forgive me, is if so, where in her complaint does she make that claim?
There may very well lie an equal protection claim. The complaint did not state that. I would submit that under Rule 15, again, the procedural posture of this case is that no responsive pleading has been filed such that the plaintiff does have a matter of right to amend that complaint, and that may very well include an equal protection claim. The complaint did state a 14th Amendment claim. The Wisconsin statutes do have a procedure by which the dog must be returned. I would submit that 173.21 it requires mandatory release upon a showing of proof of ownership, proof of vaccination, and proof of licensure.
Let me understand something that you just said, because she confined her arguments to her due process claims.
Correct.
So, in other words, what you're saying is she isn't waiving her remaining claims if...
There may very well be an equal protection claim. But again, this case was filed based on the 14th Amendment claim and the 14th Amendment claim alone. Based
on this dog had escaped previously, right?
Correct.
And Doberman Pinschers are frightening animals.
This
their
animal
owners love them, but other people are scared, right? They're
some poodles are frightening.
I would submit that.
So you can understand why a dog like that ought to be restrained.
There may very well be a dog breed, I guess, prejudice. This dog certainly was not an intimidating
dog. Prejudice, a Doberman Pinscher. It's a dangerous animal.
Obviously.
While this dog did get out, it certainly does not...
Not like a hamster.
It certainly does not avail the city of Brookfield to seize this dog and keep it. Our position is that they did not follow the Wisconsin statutes, but rather implemented their own custom and policy, seized the dog at their own discretion, and in essence kept it indefinitely.
But that, of course, was in the complaint, and when the court, sua sponte, dismissed it, she hadn't the opportunity to argue against it. At the end of the hearing, the court said it was going to dismiss the complaint. Counsel responded, okay, no additional evidence was submitted even after the dismissal, right?
That is correct. Again, that was a merits decision, and the decision of the sua sponte dismissal was done without notice and opportunity to be heard. The issue at hand was not before the court. Again, there was a discussion regarding likelihood of success on the merits, but that was in a context of preliminary injunctive relief, not on the issue of dismissal of the claim in total. Again.
Well, wait a minute. At the end of the hearing, as I recall, for a temporary injunction, the court notified Ms. Wall that it might dismiss the complaint, right?
The court at the hearing, I suppose, notified them during the court's decision, notified my client or myself that the case was dismissed, but I don't believe that that satisfies the notice requirement that this court laid down in Ricketts versus Midwest National
Bank.
Well,
the entire hearing was about the issue, that is, the availability of state procedures for Wall to reclaim her dog. That was the whole point of the hearing, correct?
And the
court listened to the evidence with respect to what she was entitled to and then determined it should be dismissed because there was process and there were procedures for her to reclaim the dog.
The entire purpose of the hearing was to determine whether or not preliminary injunctive relief should issue. Within that
right,
scope.
Right, but yeah, you had the heart of it was did she have any rights in terms of trying to get her dog back and what the process was, and the court determined she had it.
Unfortunately, the district court was wrong in that decision. There wasn't an adequate remedy at law available. The court did hold that section 173.22 applied. Unfortunately, the conditions laid out by the Wisconsin legislature in 173.22 do not apply to the facts of this case, such that that adequate remedy at law does not lie. And the court further went on to err by deciding that the adequate remedy at law deprived the court of jurisdiction and deprived my client of a claim of a due process violation. Again, that is in violation of this court's decision in Ricketts.
How many dogs does she have?
She does have two dogs.
There's two. Now, did she know where this dog was being held?
She, again, within 1 hour of the seizure, Ms. Wall did substantiate that, one, she was the owner of the dog. She requested the dog's
but
return.
But did she know where the dog was?
Yes, she did.
So could she visit it?
Actually, no. The Elmbrook Humane Society refused her the opportunity.
She tried to visit.
She did.
She couldn't.
Now, you said that the statute contained no procedure for reclaiming dogs, but wasn't it that very same Wisconsin law that you relied on to get the dog released? Was there some new statute, or did you come up with some other theory?
There are actually two issues there. First, there is an adequate remedy at law that Ms. Wall did exercise, and that is 173.21. By showing proof of ownership, proof of vaccination, and proof of licensure, the statute mandatorily requires release of the dog. The city did not comply with that. Ultimately, after this matter was dismissed, we did file in the circuit court a petition for writ of mandamus, alternatively writ of prohibition, alternatively a petition under 173.22, again based on the district court's order in this matter.
Why didn't she do that earlier?
Right.
Because I submit that 173.22 does not apply. The conditions listed in that statute do not. The facts of this case
she
do
got
not
the
support
dog
those.
Back. I mean, the court right. or, yep. state court ordered them.
Yeah, I don't understand the 21 statute. That statute existed when you were before the judge at the temporary injunction hearing. So that could have just been pointed out to the court.
That is correct. I would also submit that section 1.
And it was not?
It was not. I would also submit that section 173.13 sub 3 requires that upon seizure of the dog, the city is required to provide notice of the procedures by which the owner can reclaim the dog. That requirement was also not followed by the city of Brookfield. Again, those go to the damages claim asserted by the plaintiff appellant in this matter. If there are no further questions, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
Thank
Erdl.
You.
Mr. Reek.
Good morning, Your Honors. I'm Kevin Rake, and I represent the appellees. Section 173.22 of the Wisconsin statutes clearly provides that if an owner thinks his animal is being wrongfully withheld, the owner may file a petition in the circuit court and obtain a hearing. That is exactly what Ms. Wall did, and that what ultimately in Judge Waukesha County Circuit Judge Lee Sherman Dreyfus ordering that the dog be returned to her. It's our position that Ms. Wall's motion for a preliminary injunction necessarily tests the merits of her case, and that's because part of what she had to show was that she was reasonably likely to succeed on the merits In this particular case, all Judge Randa had to do is take a look at Section 173.22 of the Wisconsin statutes, and that caused him to come to the conclusion that she had no due process claim because state law afforded her an adequate remedy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Reed. Mr. Ertl, do you have anything further? How much time does he have? 1 minute?
I had a question. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I do have a question. That was like a magic act. You disappeared. What my question is this. If, in fact, the city did treat her differently than it treated any other citizen based on personal animosity toward her, would she have a valid 14th Amendment claim?
Just based on personal animosity? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. But the facts of this case, as presented to the district judge, were this dog had gotten away at least 9 times. She had been cited for it 9 times. They attempted even to have mediation with her neighbors. The reason that they ultimately took the dog and held it is because at least they wanted to impose some rules that she would be willing to follow so that it wouldn't happen again, perhaps saving the dog from some of these angry neighbors from perhaps hurting it.
Number 10, they were trying to avoid that, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have just 1 point for rebuttal, Your Honors. 173.22, again, does not apply. The statute itself lists 6 circumstances under which a dog owner may petition the circuit court for review of that seizure. Again, I would submit that none of those apply. Those 6 circumstances are when a dog is not licensed under state statute, that it does not apply. When a dog is not licensed under local ordinance, that does not apply. When an animal is confined pursuant to a quarantine order, that does not apply. When an animal has caused damage to person or property.
I don't understand what you're meaning by that does not apply. Those are grounds for taking the dog away, not for getting the dog back.
I would submit that actually that is the basis for which the circuit...
That doesn't make any sense. That's like saying you can only get your dog back if it's taken for a proper reason, right? That doesn't make any sense.
Actually, the statute conveys subject matter jurisdiction upon the circuit court. It gives a dog owner subject matter jurisdiction to petition the circuit court to review the seizure. It does not convey any right to my, or other than that, the authority to petition the court
so
for the
you're
review.
So you're saying that nothing in Wisconsin law prevents the government, the state government, from just taking away everybody's pets and locking them up? Is that what you're saying? No state remedy for that? Some terrible gap in Wisconsin law that can only be filled by the 14th Amendment? Is that
if the dog...
What you're saying?
Actually, I noticed that I'm out of time, but I'd like to respond to that, if I may.
Yeah.
The statutes do provide a remedy. Again, 173.21 requires mandatory release of the dog upon showing proof of ownership, proof of vaccination, and proof of licensure. The city of Brookfield did not comply with that.
And that's the one statute you didn't point out to the court.
Again, I would fall back on the requirement that 173.13 requires notice be provided by the city to the owner of the procedures by which an owner can reclaim the dog. Unfortunately, since the city did not comply with that, my client did not know her remedies or available procedures, but rather was required to hire counsel to ultimately come
fine.
Here.
Well, fine. I mean, that's... You like that, right?
Thank you, Your Honors.
Okay. Well, thank you very much to both counsel. Next case for argument, United States versus Sutton. Mr. McGowan? Yeah?